the gospel this evening from St. Matthew. Beware of practicing your piety before others in order to be seen by them, for then you have no reward from your Father in heaven. So whenever you give alms, do not sound a trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, so that they may be praised by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you give alms, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your alms may be done in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you pray, do not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, so that they may be seen by others. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But whenever you pray, go into your room and shut the door and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And whenever you fast, do not look dismal like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces so as to show others that they are fasting. Truly, I tell you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that your fasting may be seen not by others, but by your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you. This is the gospel of grace. Thanks be to God. Well, we have come here this evening, as I said earlier, joining with Christians from all over the world in gathering to acknowledge our transgressions and to confess our sins. This is an ancient and deeply Christian practice, and it is joined by the imposition of ashes upon the forehead as a reminder of our own mortality, each of us in death. Ashes to ashes and dust to dust. It is by the grace of God that we know that we will die. And it is a gift from God, in fact, to understand that we are mortal. I've told some of you the somewhat sad but also humorous story of my daughter who came into the bathroom one morning while I was shaving when she was about 3 or 4 years of age and I had shaving cream all over my face. "What's that?" she asked. "It's shaving cream," I said. She began to laugh and said, "I thought you had a gray beard." I said, "I do have a gray beard. That's why I'm shaving." And when I said that, suddenly the laughter turned to tears. And she said in her little 3 or 4 year old innocence and wisdom, "I don't want you to die." T. Teach us to number our days, the psalmist says, that we may apply our hearts to wisdom. It is wisdom to know that our days are numbered. And it is wisdom to understand that we will and must give an account for the things done and the things left undone. And we come here tonight to acknowledge and to confess the things we ought not to have done but did, and the things we ought to have done but left undone. We know that we have not loved God with all of our heart and soul and mind and strength. And neither have we loved ourselves nor our neighbors as we should. We all could have been kinder. We all should have practiced more discipline and more self-control. Our self-indulgence has led each of us to the exploitation of the earth and also of others. And our anger and our bitterness and our fearfulness have led us to be sometimes people whom, well, we are not necessarily proud of. But self-flagellation is not the point of this night. We are not here to heap guilt upon guilt upon guilt. What God wants from us, I think, on this holy evening is not our guilt, but our responsibility. God wants not our self-condemnation, but our action. William Sloane Coffin once said that the banality of guilt is that it is such a convenient substitute for responsibility. For it is so much easier to beat our breasts than it is to stick out our necks. Something of this is at the heart of this gospel lesson this evening, I think. It does no good for me to tell you we are all worthless as worms and should go home wallowing and thinking nothing can be done. That kind of condemnation without encouragement and without exhortation is not helpful, and it is not gospel. Our public pathos is not the point of this night. I think that is what bothers me so much in some ways about David's prayer of penitence when you read the whole thing through. When he says, "Against you and you alone have I sinned, O God." Really? What about Bathsheba? What about Uriah? What about your family? What about your nation? Public pathos isn't the point, and neither is empty apology. Desmond Tutu used to say that if I take your pen and then apologize for doing it, but don't give you your pen back, well, then it's not real repentance. And it's not true apology. I think this simple illustration should reshape so much of how we think and how we act, both as individuals and as a community. And so too should what Rabbi Abraham Joshua Heschel said about our collective obligation to confront and redress evil in our society. We are not all guilty, he said, but we are all responsible. That is something for us to think on as a community and as a nation in these troubling times. We don't have forever to live. The grays in my beard have gone from the goatee up to the burns, and now are at the temples. I can't shave much higher. Our time is running out, and the grains of sand fall through the hourglass. So let us then commit ourselves this evening, not to guilt and shame and self-condemnation of ourselves, but to responsibility. What is mine that can be done? And what is ours that can be undone? I really do believe that it is by the grace of God that we have the knowledge that we still have time. Not forever, but maybe time enough, some time still, as individuals and as a community, to make things right with God and with neighbor and with ourselves, and with our community, and with all of creation. Dust we are, and to dust we shall return. So let us then learn to number our days, that we may set our hearts towards wisdom, working the works of Christ while it is still light, and able to rest at peace in our souls when there is night. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, one true God, Mother of us all, together all of God's people say,